All right, welcome back
Hello.
To another episode of In Poor Taste. I'm
Did
Sean.
You miss us?
This is Eric here. Say
hi.
Hi, Eric.
Oh, I'm Eric.
Yeah.
I'm Eric today?
Yeah, you can be Eric and I'll be Sean.
Okay.
I think that's how we'll do it.
Next
Sounds
week
good. We might switch it up.
You can be Eric, I'll be Sean?
You can be Bill and I'll be Frank.
Can I be Bill Paxton?
You could be Bill Pullman only.
Who's Bill Pullman?
He's basically Bill Paxton. Same guy.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to show me a picture later.
Yeah, I don't know who each of them are, but I know one of them played the president, and one of them maybe also did.
Played with the president, like his balls?
Could have been. That seems like something you'd go to jail for, though.
All right.
Unless he
That's
asked
terrible.
For it. Unless he really wanted you to. But then again, you just become real famous like Monica Lewinsky if you play with the president's balls.
I heard she's coming back.
Yeah, she's coming back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
I like it. Bring her back.
4.0.
That was back in the good old days when that was the only thing on TV.
Someone at work said something about, just in time, now that Hillary's running, she can, you know, suck her off, too.
Yeah, that would be great. Mm-hmm. I hope they get a video of that. That'd be fantastic.
I mean, you could make a lot of money off that.
Dude, presidential pornos?
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be a
thing. There
are
fat slobs everywhere in America just jerking their dicks so hard.
Just jerking it so right.
To Monica and, yeah.
I'm kind of fat. I think I might start doing that.
You look like you have a bit of a boner.
I always do, though.
Oh. Well, you should probably pull that cucumber out of your pants.
Permwood.
It's the cucumber, people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sean walks around with a cucumber in his pants thinking that, you know, a large boner is going to impress people at the grocery store.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have to be at the grocery store often, too, because you don't want to keep the same cucumber in there for too long.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
It gets all like soft and then it starts to like kind of just degrade and it gets really gross, like slimy. So more slimy than usual.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, definitely.
So you got to keep them fresh. I like to use basically a 7 and 9 incher or maybe even like a pickle cucumber because it's a little bit more realistic.
You like the salty garlic smell?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So the ladies love that, I've been told.
Yeah, it drives them crazy. They're like cats.
It also keeps vampires out of your crotch.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you don't want vampires.
No, today's vampire apparently likes to suck the blood from your main vessel.
Yeah, from your
one-eyed worm.
Your one-eyed vampire bait.
Oh, yeah? Is that the, like, fueling station for them?
That's what the kids are calling it these days.
You know, as if like an F-16 fighter jet was to be refueled in the air, that's kind of what it would look like.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Uh-huh.
It's like you're riding a bike and a vampire comes flying up behind you and just starts like refueling.
Okay.
It's really frightening.
Yeah, it's fucked
Keep
up.
Keep an eye out for vampires while you bike to work.
Ladies and gentlemen, YouTube that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to already be a thing, right?
Uh-huh. If not, you guys need to make a viral video of that.
Yeah, get on that, guys.
Yeah.
We're gonna check up on that. We're gonna Google search
you
that.
You will
soon.
Not receive any royalties though, because that's our idea.
Yeah, no compensation. We don't have any money in the budget anyway, as we discussed in previous episodes. We're totally broke and we're actually in the red in a big way here.
Mm-hmm.
So
send your donations our way.
Yeah, please do. Please forget about Toys for Tots, forget about UNICEF.
Oh,
send
man.
Your money directly to us. We'll distribute it.
I didn't think it was going to get to that point. But
it is. It's getting to that point.
Okay. It's that bad.
It's already at that point. We're stealing money and toys from children. That's how bad it is.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, fucking ho, little kids. Give me your toys. I never did get a Power Wheel as a kid. And I see these fucking little poor kids with Power Wheels, and I'm just like, oh, that's mine. Give me that.
We're going to have a segment here. What didn't we get for Christmas?
Yeah, what else did we not get for Christmas?
Well, I remember I wanted these radio-controlled cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they would get radio-controlled cars, but they were like the ones that had the wire still attached to it,
so
you had to follow it around.
So it was just a controlled car, not a radio-controlled,
yeah,
no radio involved.
Yeah, basically, yeah. A wired...
Was it the
controlled
kind,
car?
Was it the kind that would only go straight forward, but then in order to turn, you had to let it go backwards a little bit, and it would turn off to the left or the right?
Yes, totally.
And then you can go forward again?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like always doing a three-point turn?
Basically, and failing every time.
Yeah, fantastic. Those were the worst.
You would not get your license.
You might as well just get the kind where you pull them back, and it winds them up, and you let them go, and they shoot across the room. Those are much
They're
fun.
Much faster.
Yeah, they're more fun, too.
Yeah.
And they can go further away from you. It's like walking a damn
dog.
See,
parents, you should listen to him because this is a good idea because that makes the kids run after the cars. Yeah. Not just like slowly walk.
Don't run out. Don't have them run out between cars on the road, though.
No.
So let's make that clear.
Yes. Matchbox cars.
Matchbox cars, not the real ones. Don't have your kids out in the street chasing cars.
Registered trademark.
Like dogs. Speaking of which, that actually reminds me, I saw a video on YouTube of someone using a big remote control truck with he must have like used a shovel and attached it to the front, and he was using it to shovel his own driveway.
I saw that. That's a great idea.
That's fantastic.
See, that's the radio-controlled car I wanted.
Yeah.
You know, something that would, you know, do something. I did eventually get one when I was older, but...
You just bought it with your own money?
I think they went half and half on it. I'm pretty sure that's how it went down. But yeah, it took years of just breaking these toys on purpose.
Just take them out in the yard and smash like, Mom!
I think I would throw them down the stairs or just be like, whoops, it went down the stairs. It doesn't turn that well.
or at all. Oh, terrible.
So yeah.
Man, Christmas is so disappointing sometimes.
Take that into consideration.
Yeah, so also keep in mind, if you want to send us gifts, remote control car that shovels a driveway, even though I actually don't have a driveway and neither does Eric, but we would still like one of those. We'll shovel, I don't know, someone else's driveway?
Yeah. Merry road. Christmas, asshole. Yeah. We'll shovel your driveway. We'll shovel your driveway.
That'll be $20.
Put that shit in my pocket because my hands are cold.
Oh, man. Your hands are so suspicious in your pockets right now. It's kind of gross.
Mm.
Oh, Jesus. Quit adjusting your cucumber, dude. Do you want vampires to come?
I borrowed yours.
No. Never share your crotch cucumber.
Never share your Christmas cucumber.
Don't share your crotch cumber. Well, you know, we've got to make money somehow. So we've got a sponsor this week. Who's this episode brought to us by here?
Granny P's Salad Tossers. Are you having trouble finding the right person to toss your salad? Well then, give Granny Peas a try. At Granny Peas, we'll do anything to toss your salad.
Man, that's dirty.
I told you I quit screening these, so.
Granny Peas Salad Tossers. Tossing your salad, yeah.
I like it.
I gotta try every time for a little jingle. Yeah. We should move along.
Okay.
So we've got some corrections here. You know, we're not perfect. Far from it.
I think I am.
Yeah, you're closer than I am.
Will you guys forgive me about the soundboard earlier in the month? Or last month?
Yeah, I already forgive
you. J-Pro?
J-Pro's thumbs giving up. a thumbs up. You gotta get him a microphone.
Yeah. So maybe for Christmas. Maybe.
I made fun of you a little bit because you said something about equestrian horses, and I said, yeah, you mean like non-equestrian horses? And
that was pretty rude.
I thought I was the smartest guy. Yeah. Turns out, I guess there are non-equestrian horses.
Oh, what?
I've got some examples here. Nice. On top of it over there.
Oh.
Here's a non-equestrian horse. A seahorse.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a horse of the sea.
Do they, like, make a horse sound underwater? Like...
Yeah, it'd be like...
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
What do they do anyway? Do they eat? Like, what do they eat? They have those tiny little mouths.
Algae.
I think they like suckle on like sea flowers.
Do you think there's a seahorse racing track?
I hope so. If not, we should get on that. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I bet there's some famous people that would definitely want to gamble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we could get PETA on us and they could give us free publicity just because they hate us so much for doing that. Because we're abusing some seahorses.
Oh. You know, PETA wouldn't even care.
No?
I doubt it.
They don't consider seahorses animals?
No. Oh, did you
it's
know
pretty selective,
though,
that... PETA.
One out of three seahorses do not have failings?
No, I didn't.
Well.
That's a surprising fact.
It's a fact.
So we'll have to just use one out of every three. If we choose them properly, then we should be good. They're like little robots. Sea bots.
Okay.
It's another thing, like sea monkeys. Like, at least seahorses look like horses. Sea monkeys look nothing like
monkeys.
No,
they don't.
They look like centipedes.
I doubt they even throw their feces.
Yeah, fully not. I can't even imagine how they would. They don't even have hands.
Well, I guess technically if you shit in the water and it's drifting, then that's eventually going to hit something. So that's kind of like throwing.
Yeah, right? Good point. Yeah, definitely. So I guess they do throw their feces. All right. Well, there's another kind, rocking horse. Rocking horse is technically an equestrian horse, but it's not alive. So I'll give it the benefit of the
doubt.
Did
you know that 100% of seahorses, 100% of rocking horses
do not... Ooh, that was close.
Do not have feelings.
I didn't know that, but now I know. Knowing is
100%.
100% of the battle.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Do you have any other ones?
I've made fun of rocking horses, and not one of them shed tears.
Nope. I don't...
I kicked once, and I was the one that got hurt.
Yeah, you broke your toe. I remember that.
And it looked at me with this smug, like, look on its face, like, oh, I'm made out of wood.
But it didn't look at you. It looked at you, but, like, not looking at you.
With those dead, cold, wooden eyes?
Mm-hmm.
It's so creepy.
Seen it before.
God damn. See, and now you don't ever see PETA out protecting them because they have no feelings, so maybe you're onto something with these seahorses.
Yeah, one out of three.
All right, well, then we got sawhorses, which could be used for carpentry, and they could also be used for gymnastry, if I may, if I may invent a term. Mm-hmm. Gymnastia.
Oh, you can more than just carpentry in gymnastics.
Yeah, just holding stuff up.
Yeah, you can, you know, a redneck table.
Oh, totally. Yeah, you could make...
A makeshift beer pong table.
I was about to say that. You read my mind,
I'm a mind reader.
I knew it. Did you use a sawhorse to read my mind? Because that's another use for a sawhorse, reading people's minds.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't
did you know that 100% of sawhorses can read people's minds?
I did not know that. There are so many facts in this episode, you guys. If you're in college right now, drop out because you've basically learned all you need to learn just
from this podcast.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. And besides, that's a waste of money, college. so I got a message from a good friend of mine, Steve.
Is he a listener?
He's a listener, yes, new listener, and he...
Oh, he's a virgin. We popped his
ear cherries.
Ear cherries.
Gross. So he...
Did you get a little blood?
He was a little mad at us because we didn't know what Stone Cold said.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty much a letdown of my preteen life.
Yeah, we both sucked at being preteens that day.
Can you smell what I'm not cooking?
No, that's The Rock.
No, that's the chef.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the non-chef.
The non-chef.
But Stone Cold said, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
He said so.
Now I remember, and I feel embarrassed that I didn't remember that. So.
Okay.
So we apologize.
This is why we're correcting. We want to better ourselves for 2015, people.
Yeah, we're trying to do this right? Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, you know, we're trying to make penance by talking about
it now.
Here's
the Stone Cold.
Here's the Stone Cold. All right, here we go. Now, aren't we supposed to break these over our head? We've got bottles today.
Oh, so and we're dangerous. Supposed to waste a ton of beer as well.
Yeah, just spray it all over the ring
mm-hmm.
and scream.
And then wrestle naked.
I also have a shirt on right now, so that's a big no-no.
Oh. Mm. I think he...
We'll never be wrestlers.
I think he drank cans, though, not
bottles.
Yeah,
he did. That's why we can't smash these bottles over
our
heads.
Okay, and I think it was like Natty Light.
It was something terrible.
You'd have to do something terrible because he wastes so much of it.
Right?
It would be... You know, if you're buying like Coors Light... And you're doing like $20,
yeah,
$30
like
$12 a case.
I was going to say $12 for a case of Coors Light.
12?
Dude, Coors Light is cheap and crazy.
No, it's not.
What?
Coors Light is expensive.
Oh my God, who's wasting their money on Coors Light? It's
got to
end.
Rich people.
We got to put an end to this now.
Okay, people.
Stop buying crappy beer.
Yes.
It's over.
Buy something with Flav in it.
Flavor Flav brand ale. Do you think that would be
think that would be a bit salty.
Every bottle is sure to give you golden teeth.
Mm. Or zero teeth.
Yeah, one or the other. You get zero teeth, and then you can have them replaced with golden
teeth. Oh,
that's
yeah.
a promise to you from Flava Flav.
With little clocks in them.
Yeah, we should stop talking about it, because that particular company didn't give us any money for this episode.
Okay, fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck you, Flava Flav. And fuck Coors Light. Is there any other corporations we want to shit on before we move on?
Walmart.
Walmart sucks. Carrying on. All right, so another topic here, and I was thinking about this listening to and editing our last episodes. You know, we said, here comes three lightnings in the triple banger lightning round that we stole from Cashing In with TJ Miller, and then we just did Sounds of Lightning. But what I realized is that wasn't lightning. That was the sound of thunder. You can't make the sound of lightning. It's just a light in the sky. And
it's because it's traveling so fast, right?
Well, no, I mean...
Or is that... No, that's like two pressures colliding, right? Isn't that what makes the noise?
Well, if you really want to get technical, it's because lightning is imbued with magical powers, and it's the screaming of the gods in the heavens. But look...
Oh, so it's basically Raiden...
I don't want to get down in the weeds in science here, but what I was thinking of is, why is there two separate names for the sound that lightning makes? Whenever something else makes a sound, you don't have a different name for it.
Like what? What would be something that doesn't have a different name?
Like the sound of a motorcycle going down a road. You don't hear. You don't say, "Oh, I just heard Munder or
Munder
motorcycle thunder." It's you just say, "I heard a motorcycle." Right?
Munder. That's a funny word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Any more? Do we have any other?
Well.
Wait.
Your wife brought one up.
Oh, that's right. The other night at Wing Night.
Yeah, we were getting wings, and she brought up a good one. Would you want to lay it on us?
Yeah. Well, wasn't it a fart, right?
Right. Farts. You can only hear a fart.
Yeah.
But
when you fart, you fart. There's no other word for it.
Right. And
so you hear a fart, and you smell produce a fart, and you smell a fart.
Yeah. The smell and the sound are the same word.
It's not like when you hear the fart, it's called a fart. But if you smell a fart, it's like
stink ass.
Yeah, or like plundering or something.
Oh, gross. Yeah. What else could we do? Like garbage butt.
Garbage. Yeah. Did you just garbage butt?
Oh, dude, I smell garbage butt. Did someone fart?
Yeah, that sounds so much better.
Dude, I heard some thunder.
Some thunder.
Did someone fart? I heard thunder.
Is that?
And now I smell garbage butt.
I smell thunder from down under. Did you fart?
Welcome to the land down thunder.
Dun 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 dun.
So, yeah, you got any other news?
Yeah, I have. Actually, did you hear about the North Korean hackers?
Yeah, and
they got into some American files.
They got into Sony,
particularly. Yeah, they lost a bunch of files, personal emails, jokes, pictures.
Really?
I
heard they canceled the interview.
Well, they did that as well.
So Sony decided that they would just cancel the interview and delete it or whatever.
Well, and not release it either.
Yeah.
At all. I don't even think it's going to be on DVD.
Yeah, no.
So. Of course
not. Yeah. Well, I heard that if they release it on DVD, they won't get the insurance money for that, which I didn't know there was insurance for movies. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, apparently. So,
but it really could never be shown because I used to be a projectionist when I was a teenager, and you rent those film reels.
Right.
You don't own them. You can. I think you have to, you probably buy them from like an auction or a collector or something like that.
Yeah, way down
the line. But new movies, you rent them, and you have to return them within, I don't know, like a 2 months time.
Yeah, fully. So, but I do have some bad news regarding that.
Oh, what's that?
North Koreans hacked us too.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Your information's everywhere.
What about all my pictures?
Your pictures are exposed at best.
Even that one with the pumpkin and the spatula.
Yeah.
With the peanut butter.
That one's out. The one
and the
one
with vegetable oil.
The one with your crotch cumber is out.
Where it fell out at the cucumber stand?
Well, and the one where you were dancing with it, just kind of splaying it everywhere when you were wasted.
What about your information? Did anything?
Yeah.
Would you lose?
It's not good. They saw pictures of me making funny faces.
What's wrong with that?
One time I was eating a hot dog and I spit a little bit out on the sidewalk. They got that out. It's really embarrassing.
That's not so bad.
It's been mortifying.
I have
for
dick
me.
Pics on the internet now.
Yeah, but, I mean, think about it. You're walking down the street, you're eating a hot dog, you think you're safe, and then suddenly someone takes a picture of you spitting it out.
It's long, windy, and hard.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel really embarrassed by this. And, you know, some people were saying, look, if you didn't want pictures of you spitting out a hot dog on the internet, you shouldn't have spit a hot dog out.
Well,
I mean, there's something to be said for
you
that.
You also shouldn't have group texted the photo to everybody.
Yeah, I know. And I probably shouldn't have masturbated on video and sent that out too. But we're, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Isn't there a red dot above your house?
A red dot?
Yeah.
Above my house?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that must be. Never mind.
My house is a terrible camera? What?
No, sex offender.
Oh.
There's a website. If you go on, there's a red dot above their house if they're.
Well, Eric, see, no, here's the thing.
Those are fake.
I don't go onto the internet and look up sex offenders. And also, yeah, I don't think the red dots actually exist in real life.
Really?
Yeah, no.
It's not like Sims?
I think it's like they're photoshopped in or something, because
that
doesn't sound like something. Okay. They just have a big red balloon, like hydrogen balloon, like up above your house.
Like a beacon.
Yeah.
I like touching myself in public.
Yeah. And
basically.
I like to drive around and show everyone my cucumber.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, what's wrong with that?
I don't see anything wrong with
there's
it.
There's nothing sexual about
as long
a cucumber.
As long as there's nice amounts of garlic and vinegar on your cucumber, then it's really just a pickle anyway. So what's the problem? Everyone loves pickles.
I think we have one more sponsor to get in here.
Oh, we got a quick sponsor.
Yeah. They just narrowly got into the finish line here. Okay. Do you enjoy eating out at your favorite restaurant, but have no friends and nobody to talk to? Are you afraid to look like the freak that eats alone? Then give our new online app, Eat Out, a try. Eat Out will send a compatible companion to the desired restaurant of your choice, so you don't have to eat dinner alone. Eat out with a friend.
Eat out with a friend, yeah!
And now for a song from the local band, The Spectres. Here's Lies from their new album, What Will It Be? Was a sick jam by the Spectres. They frequent the Lawrenceville area at Howler's Coyote, and you guys should go check them out sometime. They're fun time.
Well, thanks for that intro, Eric, and the information about that band. So we're gonna move along here to the next segment. J-Pro, there's a phone down here. Hang on, let's answer this. Here, let me see. Hello? Hang on, let me put you on speakerphone. Hi, thanks for calling the show.
Oh, hello?
Hi, who's this?
Is it Steve?
No, it's...
Is it Steve?
No, it's not Steve. Who is this?
Well, this is Big Jim.
Big Jim?
Yep, Big Jim.
Well, what are you call? Why are you calling us?
I was wondering, I got the stuff.
The stuff?
Yeah, I got the stuff you wanted.
What do you... I don't know what you mean.
Do I have to spell it out for you?
I guess so. What kind of stuff did you get?
I got some Molly Pops. How about them? You like them?
Molly Pops?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I think this sounds illicit.
What about Crack Jacks?
Crack Jacks?
Those are good.
Is that what the kids are doing these days?
They make your toes curl up and grow hair out your ass.
Oh my god, that does sound pretty good. What else do you have?
Classic here are some Apple Smacks.
Apple Smacks?
Yep. They smack your teeth right out your face.
Yeah, it sounds like they would. Are they apple flavored?
No, they're tar flavored. What are you, a fucking moron?
I guess so. I guess I've never heard of these before. This sounds like designer, I don't know, drugs? Are these drugs?
Oh, no, that's a classic. That grows right off the tree.
Oh, okay. Huh. Well, do you have anything else for sale? Because none of those seem...
What about some cocoa soda? That's the new stuff. Well, they mix heroin, PCP, and soda together. And then you shoot it in your ass.
That does sound great. What happens if you funder? Will you lose it all?
Yeah, it says right here, don't funder while using cocoa soda.
All right, well, I'll try not to. Wow, That's incredible. These are like designer drugs.
Well, if you don't want any, I got one more.
Yeah, one more? Yeah, let's hear it, because that might be the best one.
Dip dots.
They're what?
Dip dots.
Dip dots.
Yeah, that's where you put a dot in your ass and you dip on a stick.
All right, see, that doesn't even sound like a drug now. It just sounds like a sex act.
Is that what you want? I can come down there.
I mean...
$20, I'll give you a quick handy.
Bring down some of that Coke, that Coke Cola. What was it called? Coke Soda?
Cocoa Soda.
Cocoa Soda. Is that chocolate flavored?
It can be.
All right, give me some chocolate flavored Cocoa Soda and some Molly Pops.
All right. Well, you want a handy? Because I got to get some Vaseline if you want one.
We could talk about it. Maybe you could grease up my crotch cumber.
I could do it for 15 because it's the Christmas time.
Oh, Christmas special.
Christmas beer and job.
That's fantastic. Yep. Do you have any sort of eggnog or Christmas drinks?
No. You have to provide those.
All right, I'll get the eggnog. You bring the Molly Pops. We'll make it a party.
Sounds good.
All right, I'll see you in 15?
16.
16 minutes. All right. Very, very specific.
Okay. Yep.
All right, see you soon.
New Contractor Citrus Solvent. Great for removing glue, tar, stucco, caulking, asphalt, gum, oil, and body fluids. Also great as a salad dressing. New Contractor Citrus Solvent. Yum. I can taste that clean.
Good evening. This is Voices for Humans. I'm Leech Tishman.
And I'm Corey Fester.
Breaking news from the South. There have been wild boars spotted migrating north. Researchers believe they may reach as far as north as Pennsylvania.
They've already been spotted in West Virginia.
They estimate they will be here in a week or two.
They'll be here just in time for Christmas.
That's frightening, but there's no reason to go hog wild.
Coming up next at 8, Lending Tupperware. Then at 8:30, This May Get Awkward, followed by The Sorry Hour with Wilmer Dinkle at 9.
This has been Voices for Humans. I'm Leech Tishman.
And I'm Corey Fester.
Good night and fuck off.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Yeah. Eric, what was with that caller?
I don't know. You didn't tell me. I just saw you on the phone here, and you were saying something about Smackjack or Apple Crack or something like that.
Something weird. Yeah, I don't quite remember what he said, but I was a little
weird. What was his name?
It was a Big Jim, I think, maybe. I think it was Big Jim.
Okay. How do you get your number?
He's coming here eventually.
He is?
Yeah, I don't know how he knows where we are.
Do you know him?
I don't, and I don't know how he got our number. I didn't even know there was a phone down here.
What did he sound like?
I don't even know what that phone's number is. That's what's creepy.
What did he sound like?
He sounded big and like Jim.
Oh.
So... he's coming here. Well, like, he's got treats for us. And
can you do his impression? What does his voice sound like?
I can't do it. Okay. He's just bigger than me. He's big and he's scary.
Okay.
So I guess just keep an eye out on the door or something. If he shows up, I'll be surprised if he does show up because I don't know how he would know where we are.
You didn't give him an address, did you?
No, I didn't tell him where we are. Okay. You know, so he probably won't show up. But
maybe he isn't one of those like crazy people where he has like spider senses. That's not real, right?
No, I don't think so.
Spider senses aren't real.
Yeah, I think that's just in comic books.
Okay.
So I think we're safe. We should be safe.
So what was that news story all about?
Yeah, I don't know. Something about pigs coming up to Pennsylvania from the south?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Wild hogs and shit?
Well, they're pretty big, though.
Dude, wild hogs are massive. Yeah. They're like 1,200 pounds with big tusks.
Maybe we should take this serious and start boarding up our windows and sandbagging our...
Yeah, I got a
basements.
Hog-proof our houses.
Yeah.
That might be a good idea.
No more jumping on the hog, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what that means.
It's a college term.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the same college as you, apparently, because we'd never used that term.
Well, maybe we had a lot of... Never mind.
Yeah.
Hogs. What?
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know what you guys did out in the middle of the forest with some hogs, but...
Well, I've told dangerous. You that my high school was nicknamed the... Well, the football field was named Pasture of Pain because we fucked pigs and that's why we caused pain by fucking farm animals.
And you went to Pig Fucker University,
too. Yeah, Pig Fucker U. PFU.
PFU.
Yeah, I got
all PFU.
I still have the T-shirt and the bumper sticker.
Ba, 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 ba.
We will stick our dicks in your ass, pig fuckers.
We'll fuck your pigs. Don't leave them in the yard. I don't know why this sounded almost British.
Almost.
That's weird.
That did sound British.
I didn't know you went to university in England. That's what they call it.
Yeah,
university.
FSU. Or
PFU.
PFU.
FSU.
I also went to FSU
Fuck
as well.
Fuck shit university.
Yeah.
Fantastic
shit
Spartans.
University.
University.
Funky shit university.
Funky sadists.
So, should we be worried about these wild boars?
Fat Sasquatch university.
No more hog jumping?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think if everyone just kind of arms up to the teeth, there's going to be an overflow of bacon soon coming at us.
I know who caused this.
Who?
Well, I mean, everyone's thinking it.
Oh, everyone's thinking it, but, you know, you probably have to say it out loud because, you know, I don't know if you're thinking what I'm thinking.
No, I don't know how a pecan can go through a basketball hoop.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Thanks, Pinky.
Oh, that right, Brian.
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Okay. I'm just going to say it. Obama.
Oh, Obama. Oh, Jesus.
He caused the wild boars. So this may or may not be a good thing, people, because what do we eat a lot of at Christmas?
Pig.
Ham. And bacon.
I guess you don't just call it pig once
so
it's dead.
So this time, the bacon is coming to you.
Yeah, we'll be making bacon as we're
saving. Oh, that's a good one. Making
children.
Bacon. Saving Christmas.
Saving Christmas with
holidays.
A shotgun.
I have to say that's holidays because of J-Pro.
Yeah, he's got a war on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving us the thumbs up. We need to get him a
microphone. Did we just repeat each other? Microphone, phone, phone.
There was a bit of an echo in here, yeah. Mm. I had a very inspiring professor at university, at Pigfucker U.
Oh, yeah?
And he always told me, you know, Sean, you have a face for radio, a voice for writing, and the writing abilities for a coloring book. It was very inspiring to
was
me.
Was he a philosopher?
Yeah, I thought he was joking. You know, he always would put me down, but I think he was joking because I think he really had faith in me.
Yeah, I think he did. If you're at Pigfucker U, then...
Yeah, he always told me I'd never make it or amount to anything, so I'm pretty sure he had my back.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I learned at an early age how to fuck a pig because I went to Eisenhower High School in the middle of fucking nowhere. Yeah, dude... That's all they did call us pig fuckers, so yeah, I mean, I just took to the name and just started fucking pigs and cows, and oh man, I think Pete is going to be down here shutting this shit down.
And also he finished up with...
I always finished.
And
don't you worry.
And the drawing abilities of a cameraman.
Don't you worry, I always finish.
I wasn't worried. I mean, I'm never worried about that. Yeah, I mean...
Do that...
You're not gonna wax your crotch cumber anymore. I'm starting to get worried.
That Leech Tishman guy sounded pretty sexy.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Corey Fester.
Yeah,
he's got a face for radio.
Yeah, he had a bit of a pockmark action going on. He's hideous looking. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing this is just an audio podcast because we would lose all three of our listeners.
Most unsexy man of the world.
I didn't tell you we were up to three listeners this episode.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, three.
Oh, you have like a meter?
Yeah, yeah.
A live listening meter.
Yeah, we can. I just check the numbers
so,
here.
Oh, I see who it is. J Pro, me, and you, the three listeners.
That's there the three. That's all three of us.
The live three listeners are right here.
And
we're
the
dedicated.
Time, half the time we don't even listen to each other, so it's it's pretty bad.
That's true. What?
It goes between one and three at all times during the episode.
Yeah. Remember that one time I was listening to TJ Miller's podcast while we were podcasting?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. That was really rude.
Hey.
But at least you
were
being
entertained. Guy's a genius, so.
Since nobody else was. Oh, my. So I hear that there's supposed to be a prequel for The Walking Dead coming out. They're doing some casting. J-Pro expressed interest in being on it.
Yeah, he was the one that wanted us to bring the story up.
Yeah, because he wants to be on it.
Yeah, he thinks he'd be a good zombie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give us a zombie impersonation, J-Pro.
Come on, let's see one.
He's kind of waving his arms in the air like a zombie.
Oh.
It's just, there's a little
he
bit
looks
of
like
a,
he's on a rap video.
He's going almost back and forth a little bit.
Oh, so he's the type of... I see. He's the type of zombie that would be on Thriller.
Yeah, he's doing the Thriller dance.
Thriller!
Something, something, something. I don't know the words to that song. Why did I pretend?
I don't know.
It's bad.
That's a very catchy song, though.
I'm bad at pop culture references because I don't remember things.
I've never seen Waking Dead.
You got the brain of a turd.
Or is it Waking Dead? Walking Dead.
Yeah, no, it's The Waking Dead.
For legal reasons, ladies and gentlemen, we have to call it The Waking Dead.
Yeah. Yeah, we were told by Bill Lawyerson that...
I hope you've said it once.
Yeah, I know. That's the last time. But, yeah, he comes in here and he just screws us because everything we do he thinks is illegal. So, you know.
Doesn't he work for Sony?
I don't know. NBC, Sony. It seems like he, like, just chooses a corporation every week and just pretends
those
he works
lawyers,
for
them. They're
nasty. Yeah, he's a complete dick. I mean, he shows up with a lawyer truck, he called it, and tried to take all our stuff.
It's like
away.
Like a food truck almost, but for lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in there making like fucking jerk chicken wraps
and they
shit.
Have attorneys just notarizing things and
yeah, he's got Jamaican tofu jerk tofu-ficken.
Papyrus.
That's paper.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're
wrapped in papyrus.
Well, that's artisan, what they're signing all their documents on.
Artisanal papers.
Is that Jamaican jerk paper.
Jamaican jerk artisanal handmade paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds delicious.
Well, that's... That's that hipster shit from Lawrenceville.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to getting sued now if it's going to come on such a delicious parchment.
You're not supposed to eat the paper because then it's not legally binding.
Perfect.
Man, sounds like my stomach just...
Yeah, what are you, hungry?
I might be. Sorry about that. My wife wanted me to say something on live broadcast.
Yeah, on the broadcast. Just,
yeah.
Was it a topic or what was it?
Yes, it was a topic.
All right. Is there anything like a toe pick in ice skating?
Close.
All right. Well.
Here we are. Unruly manhole.
Is that what you're experiencing right now? Your unruly manhole is thundering?
That could be.
Yeah.
Maybe she knew that this was going to happen.
Yeah, it's
well, fine, she's my wife. She knows me pretty well, so she knows about my thundering asshole.
Yeah, I think everyone knows about it by now. I mean, you're around you for 5 or 6 minutes. I mean, we have to edit this podcast down because of your thundering manhole. Unruly thundering manhole. Constantly making its presence known.
The biggest unruly thundering mundering from down under. Mm-hmm. Cavernous... Mm-hmm. Cave-like, isn't that the same kind of thing?
Yeah, it's
cavernous,
yeah,
cave-like.
That's
well, little, it just makes it more epic. Asshole.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to disagree with you. I hope you're not looking for an argument here, because it's not going to come. So do we have any other sponsors here? Because we got to make money somehow, and God knows we haven't done that yet.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Is your favorite color blue? Do you like balls? Then try new Blue Balls Topical Ointment Extreme. We guarantee your balls will be the bluest hue you've ever seen.
Blue balls.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just glad we have sponsors.
Look, we got to make money somehow, guys. And yes. Ladies and gentlemen, look, we're not going to hold back anymore.
We need to get out of the red.
It's not like we could lose listenership at this point. So we're just going to keep on trucking. Those of you who stick with us, look, you know, you're going to have to put up with unprofessional, terrible podcasting, because, you know, that's what we've come to.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've chosen to listen to this.
Yeah, I know. It's free, and also, you did this to yourselves,
yes.
Really.
If your ears are bleeding and your asshole's puckered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go tell Obamacare, because we don't care.
Yeah, we don't.
All right.
So, what do you say?
Maybe we shouldn't get so violently angry with our own, well, listeners. I guess that's hypothetical.
We're sorry.
Sorry, hypothetical listeners.
We'll cancel ourselves.
Yeah, I believe this is, we're probably just going to wrap this up here.
Oh, good news.
Cancel the whole
thing. We're on canceled again.
Really?
Yeah, we got the clear. Well, they're not as mad as we thought.
Well, then that means I guess we're going to have to cancel ourselves because this is terrible.
I
mean, you'd think 5 episodes in, we'd have done
the FCC
anything.
Should definitely come crashing down here and
right?
Take our license.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
our fishing license?
We haven't heard from Bill. I don't know what's going on with him. He seems to be missing in action, so I'm kind of
glad for it. That lady's doing her dishes again.
Yeah, dude, it's constant up there. And I saw her out back the other day. She had 3 dogs on a leash, and she was just terrorizing her own cats with them. It was horrible. She's a monster.
I saw her make these sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
and then put them on the animal.
Well, that's even worse than the thing I just said.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Dogs.
There's no way that you should put clothing on an animal.
Dogs don't like animals. Or clothing. Or other animals.
Dogs don't like animals. They don't like clothing.
They like to poop.
Dogs love pooping and they love eating. It's really their favorite two things to do. And actually, that's what dogs and I have in common.
You like to poop and...
Poop and eat.
And cover it.
Poop and eat, and then... Well, no, that's cats that cover it.
Oh, yeah.
Dogs just poop right out.
Well, I've seen some dogs, like... Like, fucking tear.
Oh, yeah, a little
Petey. Like, a little... Yeah, a little Petey.
A little Petey tears.
How is little Petey doing?
He just does that as a sign of... As a threatening... He does that to threaten other dogs.
He's massive.
It's kind of like a bull. Yeah, he's easily 12 or 13 pounds.
A whole lot of Petey!
Yeah.
A whole lot of Petey!
I got a whole lot of Pete. Ooh, whole lot of Pete.
Paired up Pete.
Oh, God, help me. Oh, wait.
What?
We got a doorbell. Eric, you want to go check him?
Yeah,
out?
Let me. Who puts their bike in front of the door?
All right, just move the bike.
All right, here. Can you just door? It's stuck.
Pull it.
The door's stuck.
Unlock it.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting on impatient now.
Alright. Here we go. Hey, who are you?
Come on in. What's this?
I'm Big Jim.
Oh, Big Jim?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? You came with
I got your stuff.
Oh.
What is he talking about, Sean?
I told him to bring Molly Pops and hand jobs.
I don't do... What is that stuff?
And soda.
It's Molly Pops and Apple Cracks.
Apple Crack. Yeah, I didn't ask you to bring Apple Crack, man.
Oh, you were the one that wanted Apple Smacks.
Yeah, Apple Smacks.
What is an Apple Smack?
I said cocoa soda. I don't know. Chocolate flavored. Did you bring chocolate flavored?
Vanilla chocolate. Vanilla chocolate. That's what I brought.
All right, that'll have to do.
What are you talking about, Sean?
That'll have to do.
Well, okay. Also, what about that handy?
What?
$10.
Well, you said 20 at first, then you went down to 15, and you keep lowering the price. So you
Sean,
really,
I think
really...
you should just take his offer.
Yeah,
and quit trying to bargain with him.
He wants to wax my crotch
cover. Yeah, I'm a five now.
Five? All right,
yeah.
You've got a deal. Let's do this.
All right.
All right, me and Big Jim are going to go take care of some business.
You guys need me to...
You can just eat a Molly Pop. We'll be back.
Okay, let me try. Where are they?
We should be back by next week.
Let me try and get this
here,
out.
I'll just get this out of the bag. Here, take a couple of these. Take one too.
Okay.
Hang on. All right, yeah, and eat an Apple Smack.
Let me wash it down.
All right, I'm gonna take off with Big Jim here. All right, well, talk to you next week.
What about the podcast?
We'll get back to it next week. I'm sure. Yeah. All right, guys.
I didn't bring no Vaseline, so I'm sorry. We're just going to have to go bare-handed.
All right, dry hand jobs are fine.
I have a lot of calluses, and it might hurt.
All right, well, let's go, Big Jim. We're out of here.
$5, right?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay. All right, see ya.
You think
you
can do it for three?
Oh, yeah, I can probably do it for three. Okay.
All right, guys, we'll see you later, and, this has been another broadcast of In Poor Taste. So have a good night, and we'll see you next week. PNC charged me a $50 fee.
Because of a bunch of
hippies.
And hugging mad trees.